Here are the five native species of cornus in Wisconsin. Cornus racemosa, the gray dogwood, is perhaps the most common and widespread dogwood in Wisconsin. Like all dogwoods, it has opposite simple leaves with entire margins. There's only four, or at most five, arcuate veins, secondary veins, on each leaf. Dogwoods, the gray dogwood has gray bark with more brown, shiny twigs in the current year's growth, and the fruits are white. It's an eastern North American species, largely of upland areas, although you do find it growing near lakes and streams as long as it's not too wet. There's more of a wetland species known as silky dogwood or swamp dogwood, Cornus amomum. It has a reddish tint to the bark rather than being gray. The twigs are red, and the pith inside is brown, and the fruits, unlike dark gray dogwood, are blue. Cornus stolonifera is the red osier dogwood, and it grows preferentially in swampy, low-lying areas, particularly along lake and stream edges. It has a beautiful red twigs that show up really well in winter along marshes and swamps. The fruits are white, unlike Cornus amomum that also has reddish twigs. And the pith is also white. Cornus stolonifera is a more northern species extending into northern North America and western North America, and as I said, it specializes in lowland areas. Cornus rugosa is a rarer species. It's the round-leaf dogwood, and this is in the northeastern corner of North America. As the name suggests, the leaves are very round, about as broad as they are long, unlike all the other aforementioned species. The fruits also are white. The last species is Cornus alternifolia, and as the name suggests, Cornus alternifolia has alternate leaves. This is the pagoda dogwood. It also has a distinctive branching structure that the branches go out really horizontally and flat, giving it sort of a pagoda-like appearance. The fruits are blue. And of course, it's very distinctive because of its alternate leaves, but it does pass the Cornus test.